Wow, what a great video. Isn't that just good? Thanks for that epic sort of little introduction to what it means to be following God. I kind of feel like I could just sit down now. That was brilliant. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm prepared. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tom, and it's a real joy to be sharing with you this morning on Follow. As Deborah said, as we're sort of continuing our Find Love, Follow, Serve series. Now, it doesn't take much to sort of look around the world, look around our country, our city, and see that lots of things are kind of up in the air at the moment, aren't they? Everything is a bit unstable. There seems to be a new normal basically every week, if not every few days. But it's really important to know that actually our vision as a church has stayed exactly the same. We haven't changed with the times in terms of like what we're aiming for. Our vision is still to be continually reproducing the life of Jesus. And yeah, as Deborah said, we are looking at these four words as ways to sort of see how the rubber hits the road. So as we help people to find Jesus, that is continually reproducing the life of Jesus in other people. As we seek to love each other as a church community, then we are continually reproducing the life of Jesus in our church. As we help people to follow Jesus more closely, and that's what we're looking at today, we are continually reproducing the life of Jesus in our own lives. And finally, as we serve our communities, as we serve the city, as we serve the countries around the world, especially the poorest, then we are continually reproducing the life of Jesus in those locations. So, yes, this morning we're talking about following Jesus, about reproducing his life in our lives. Now, it's kind of like being an apprentice. We look to him to see what we should be doing, and then we do it. And obviously that was quite easy in some ways for Jesus' first followers. Jesus literally said to them, Jesus literally said to them, "Come, follow me." And they did. They literally followed him. They saw what he did, and they reproduced it. They spent time listening to him and eating with him and just hanging out. And that's kind of how they learnt to do what he did. Now, it's a bit different for us, and we're going to dig into it in a second. But I just want to say, if you're here in the building or if you're watching online and you wouldn't consider yourself a follower of Jesus, this talk isn't really for you, I'm afraid. You can relax. If you're in one of the buildings, please don't snore too loudly. This is mainly for people who already have a relationship with Jesus. If you're not in that place right now, but you're looking into it, why don't you go to highgrove.church/faith. There's a great video by our friend Philip about what it means to follow Jesus, about the life-giving relationship that's on offer for you. I definitely recommend, if you don't know Jesus yet, go to that website, or maybe go to our YouTube channel. A couple of weeks ago, Sam talked about what it means to find Jesus, and there was a great interview with someone who's been through the Alpha course, and that you might find that really helpful. But for those of us who are followers of Jesus, how do we reproduce his life in ours? Well, I believe that it all starts with our mindset. Rick Warren, a pastor in the States, he's written The Purpose-Driven Life, a fantastic book, which I definitely recommend every follower of Jesus read. It's a sort of real encouragement and a challenge of what it is to be a Christian. And he said this: the way that you think determines the way you feel, and then the way you feel influences the way that you act. So if we want to be continually reproducing the life of Jesus in everything we do, we need to think like Jesus thinks, and then we will act like Jesus acts. The main verse that I wanted to focus on this morning, it's a really short one. It's found in Romans chapter 12. It's a really good one to memorize, actually, and it's this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how do we go around this transformation of our minds? What does it look like? Well, as I was preparing this message over the last couple of weeks, I was looking up the word follow, because, you know, it's a weird word. We use it all the time, but what does it actually mean? And it means different things in different situation. So you might be following instructions to build a wardrobe, and that would look very different to following a map to see where you're going. It would look, very different to following a monarch as succeeding them. So it means lots of different things. And the one that I've kind of gone for this morning is one that can help challenge what our mindset is built on. And the meaning of follow that I'm going to look at this morning is to do with social media. It's to do with the news. It's to do with celebrities, to be honest. This kind of following is about keeping up to date with the latest. So you might follow the BBC News, and every time there's a new event, it'll tell you this new event. You might follow a celebrity on Instagram or Twitter, and you get updated every time they say something new. It's all about getting information from them, getting the latest state of affairs. But it's not just us as consumers, as the followers, who are getting stuff out of those relationships, that following. It's actually the people who we're following that are also getting something out of it. And what they're getting out of it is influence. So you might have heard Instagram celebrities or Twitter celebrities who have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of followers, and they are known as influencers. Because everything that they say about like products or about political situations actually influences the people who are following them. You just need to sort of read about Rupert Murdoch with his huge media empire, and you realize that he really influences the political opinions of this country, of millions of people. So what does that look like when we look at Jesus and as us being followers of Jesus? So I think as followers of Jesus, we should ask ourselves, how is Jesus influencing me? But actually, that leads on to an even stronger point that I want to make. And I've been really challenged this week as I looked into this. And that is, to what extent is Jesus influencing me compared to social media and the news? To what extent is Jesus influencing me and my life, my decisions, my opinions, my thoughts, more than social media, celebrities, or the news? Like I said, I have struggled with this challenge as I've been preparing this talk. Like I said right at the start, life is difficult right now. Looking at the newspaper headlines, there's loads going on. There's loads to be worrying about. Coronavirus has changed the way that we do pretty much everything. And it can be a real source of anxiety to us. Reading the news can weigh heavily on us. Seeing what people think of how the government is handling the situation can bring us down. We can read people being really quite hopeless in what they're saying online. And now, please don't think that I'm saying that those aren't valid feelings, because they are. There is a lot to be worried about. There is a lot going on. And I'm definitely not saying that we should just cut ourselves off from reading the news or from being on social media. We're not supposed to live in a little bubble of ignorance. But what I am saying is that Jesus and his word revealed through the Bible should have a greater influence on us than social media and than the news headlines. That's what it means to not conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Just a few examples of that that we can see in the Bible. In Psalm 23, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You might be going through the darkest valley at the moment. Things are difficult, but we don't need to feel isolated. because God is with us. That's what his word says. Don't let the newspapers tell you that you're on your own. God is with you. Nextly, is that a word? I don't know. Next, Revelation 21 says, he'll wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We can read in the news all of the statistics about the deaths. We know people who are going through difficult times, who are mourning, but there is a hope for the future. That is what the Bible says. Even if we have to endure hardships at the moment, that will pass away. There is hope for the future. And then in 1 Timothy 2, it says, I urge you then, first of all, petitions, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority. It can be so easy to be complaining about how the government is handling things. We can read Laura Koonsberg of the BBC, like her articles, they're very scathing of what the government is doing. But rather than letting them influence us, we should be reading this, and rather than complaining, we should be praying for our leaders, praying for wisdom. We can encourage them. We can send them letters when they've done stuff that we think, yeah, well done. And we can send them letters saying, maybe you need to step up. Maybe you need to act in these people's interests. But we shouldn't just be complaining. We should be praying for them. So those are just some examples of what it looks like to not conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that kind of points us in the application this morning. And that's that we need to be daily reading God's word so that when we see the mindset of this world, we can say, oh, no, that's not what I should be thinking. That's not how I should be feeling about the situation. There is hope. There is a future. There is community. There is love. The Bible tells us all of these things. And now one of the verses I've been particularly challenged by this year is when Jesus is in the wilderness and he's responding to Satan's temptation for food. He's been out there for 40 days not eating. And he says, when Satan tempts him, saying, you know, turn these rocks into bread, he says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the Father. I am a very food-oriented person. I don't know, anyone else? Hands up if you, yeah. Mainly guys, I'll be honest. I love food. I love cooking it. I love eating it. And I get hangry, you know, hungry, angry, if I haven't eaten for a while. If I feel that about food, but Jesus says that we need food from God, why don't I feel that if I haven't read the Bible in a day? Why don't I have that same hangriness over God's word? I need to be reading it. It needs to fill me up. I need that soul food. So putting it into action, I'd love us, everyone, to commit to reading the Bible more. Maybe you really struggle to find time. Maybe you've got kids and just every day it's a struggle finding time to read the Bible. Well, if you've got a smartphone, there are some great apps. There's the YouVersion Bible app. The logo's just on the screen. It's really easy to find. It's completely free. And they have a daily verse of the day. That's just one way. You can just read that. It's really short. If you've got a few more minutes, they have a story where you can read the verse of the day and then somebody will reflect on it. It's a video. It's usually 1 or 2 minutes. I've been doing that, and it's really useful just having somebody's input into what the Bible is saying, and then it sort of challenges you with an action and with a prayer point. It's great if you're brushing your teeth or maybe just as you're getting ready for bed, just go onto the YouVersion app rather than scrolling on Facebook, rather than checking Instagram. Check out that daily story. Maybe you've got a little bit more time, and you could consider reading the Bible in a Year. Another couple of things showing up on the screen now. So the Bible in a Year app by it's by HDB and sort of Alpha International. It's a great resource for being able to read the Bible in 1 year. It takes about half an hour every day. You can listen to it. I used to listen on the commute into work. Obviously, that doesn't happen anymore. but just a great way to make sure you're getting that soul food every day. And as we talked about over the summer, I think as Johnny mentioned, the chronological Bible in 1 year. I know quite a few people bought it, a physical Bible, where you can just go through the whole Bible in a year, chronologically as it happened. Another great way to get that soul food. Now, maybe that isn't a problem. Maybe you read the Bible loads every day. Maybe you've got plenty of time to do that, and you're really committed to doing it. Why don't you try out reading a devotional book, one that goes through a particular book of the Bible? I've put some on by Tom Wright, but others are available. But they're the sort of ones that just dig into a particular book of the Bible. They give you context. They give you really helpful devotionals as you travel through that, digging into the application, what it means to be, to doing what Jesus is telling us to in his word. So just some suggestions, but whatever it looks like, let's be people who are influenced more by Jesus and his word than by the news or by social media. It'll help us to follow him more closely and to be continually reproducing the life of Jesus in our lives. So let's pray. We're going to be going into a time of communion shortly, but let's just close our eyes and pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you haven't left us trying to figure out what we should be doing, what your life looked like, Jesus, but you've given us your word. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit in us, helping us to live lives that look more like Jesus' life. Lord, we are sorry when we spend more time on social media or reading the news than reading the Bible. We're sorry, Lord, when we let those things influence us, our opinions, our beliefs, more than your word. Please help us to change. And Lord, I pray as we commit to reading the Bible more, maybe as we share that commitment with somebody next to us or in our small group over the next week, Lord, would you help us to stick to it and to really learn from you, to be inspired through your word, to be reproducing your life in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name, amen.